If you're looking for a podcast about all things hunting, especially in the South, you've come to the right place. My name is Weber Herbison, and hunting is the ultimate addiction.
Welcome back to the Ultimate Addiction Podcast. Patrick and I are back online this week. Been a little busy these past few weeks and in the weeks to come. Getting these things done is getting a little bit tricky, but we're trying to give y'all something.
Definitely busy.
Yeah. School's getting pretty tough. We're in the middle of a 6-week rotation right now, so really busy and still trying to get some hunting in and still trying to talk about some hunting if people want to listen. So we are here.
Yep. Keeps us sane.
Yeah, no doubt. Don't know if I'll be hunting this weekend, which is a bummer, but at the same time, it's 90 degrees and my cameras are still dry. So I'm laying off a little bit, trying to not burn myself out super early and wait on the right opportunity.
It's been dry and it's been hot. And deer move, but not the most fun temperatures or weather to hunt in.
It's mainly just hard to hunt. Moon has been, you know, we had that super moon last week. And I know we talked about the moon phase and how when it comes to hunting, you know, I don't rely too much on the moon. We talked about, we don't really believe that there is a correlation between deer movement and the moon necessarily, but when it's 90 degrees during the day and you have a super moon all night, when it's much, much cooler,
they're going to be moving more at night.
It'd be kind of dumb to say that the deer weren't moving more at night. And my cameras are definitely showing that.
Yep.
So trying to let this moon play out, trying to let the weather get a little bit better, but mainly just needing a rain. Where I hunt's on the Mississippi River, and you know, we got lakes, oxbows and stuff all around us, and just everything is so dry. There's no water anywhere. And I'm convinced the big bucks right now are not far from water, and I don't know that isolated water holes are necessarily the answer right now, simply because everything in the woods is using these water holes, and I think a big buck would rather be a little more isolated away from bears and hogs and everything else. And so my hypothesis right now is that the big deer are staying around the big lakes and even maybe the river, which is impossible to hunt with a bow because you cannot pattern them. It's not like they're walking to the same little spot on this huge lake every day, you know, and they're moving very, very little with as hot as it is and mostly at night. So
yeah, conserving energy.
Yeah. So it's kind of tough right now, but nothing to be worried about just yet, I don't think. Got a long season ahead.
Yep.
The good news is I'm going to Missouri next weekend. Going to have to use some school vacation days, but I'm super excited to maybe catch the beginning half of the rut.
It'll be worth it. What's the weather like up there? Have you looked at that yet?
Not great. It's supposed to be like 60s and 40s.
That's not terrible.
Which is fine, but calling for a little bit of rain when I'm up there, which could be good, could be bad. I'm sure
it's front coming in.
See, it doesn't look like a big front, which you would. The weather might change.
We're still a week out.
Yeah, come next week. I'm hoping a front moves in. I'm planning on hunting all day for like 3 days in a row. So I'm hoping it doesn't rain too much because I do not like sitting in the wet.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not.
Everything's dripping on you. Your bow's getting soaked. Your strings are getting soaked.
And running a camera is impossible. I'm going to have to freaking the first day. The plan is to go in there and bring a lock on with me and sit in a ladder stand and then just watch and see where the deer are moving and go hang a stand where the deer are moving and, you know, hunt that the rest of the week. So I'm going to be going in with my bow, camera arm, camera and lens, Ozonix, a stand, so sticks, lock on, lifeline, the whole nine yards. And I got a pretty decent walk to get back there.
Need to learn to hunt mobile, Weber.
It's what they say. Get you a saddle.
Cull some material.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the camera and stuff, it wouldn't be bad at all. The camera and the camera arm are the issue.
Yeah, the camera arm's always tough.
That is the biggest pain.
Awkward.
It's very awkward. And I have a cheap one. If I bought a more expensive one, it'd probably be a little better, but when you're broke, it's kind of hard.
Yep.
So it'll be fun either way. I got to get some groceries because I got to have something to eat while I'm hunting all day.
Yep.
But hopefully that'll produce something. Not getting a whole lot of pictures up there right now that really scream rut. A lot of does still together. Still a lot of nighttime.
We really haven't had anything, which I guess I haven't been keeping up with weather in the Midwest, but there's nothing been really to set it off yet.
Mm-mm.
I listened to a guy talk this morning about big, huge outfitter company. They've got 150 cameras out, so they base, like it was, the podcast was about the best days to be in the woods, and they were talking about the first October cold front is usually a great time. So like the 15th to about now, it's really good time to be in the woods. But like we had that little cold front come through here and last about 2 days, which we're central Mississippi, so it really doesn't get cold here anyway. But I don't think it just got real cold in the Midwest either, did it?
Not that I know of. It got down into the 40s. I don't know that it touched the 30s. But heck, I mean, it got down in the 40s here. It might have touched the 30s for a day. But nothing like you would expect.
And the temperatures jumped up like within 3 days.
Yeah. And I haven't been seeing any new bucks on camera. I don't know. I'm interested to see what it looks like when I'm hunting it. Because, you know, those cameras were put out during the summer. It's not like they're put out on the deer sign. They're just kind of there. I'm hoping we catch the rut, though. If nothing else, the bucks ought to be cruising. I mean, heck, you know the first week of November is the time to be there. And we'll be there on the first. So, if nothing else, surely bucks will be cruising. Some does definitely ought to be starting to get hot, you know.
Yeah, do a little blind calling, some rattling.
Yeah, I'm going to do some rattling for sure. I'm excited. It's been a long time since I've hunted the rut in the Midwest, and I'm hoping I get to see it again.
So what's going to be your tactic for it?
Pretty much just what I said. I'm going to go and hunt stands that we already have up the first day. The wind's good for where I want to be. And I'm going to just sit, hopefully, where I can see and hunt all day. And just wherever the deer are moving, I got an idea where I want to go hang a stand. And
what makes you want to hang a stand in a certain area?
So we've been getting pictures of a big deer up there for a while. And the camera actually died last week, so it's really, really irking me to not have that camera running. But just the direction that deer normally comes from, there's kind of a pinch point in that direction where he's coming from. And on the map, it looks really good. And my dad said he's hunted there several years. That's kind of where he wants the stand to be anyway. So that's kind of where I'm looking. But just knowing how deer in the Midwest do, man, they jump from finger to finger across these fields. And so it might, I might end up getting more out on a field edge than expected. It's all going to depend on what I'm seeing, probably. I might not move the stand till 2 o'clock the first day, unless I'm just seeing a ton of deer in the morning. I'm super worried about getting in there, though, because, like I said, it's nothing but tree lines, a lot of fields, and you know how that goes. Getting in there early in the morning, you're going to be bumping deer.
Yep.
Super nervous about that, but especially with that camera not working. So I don't know if that big deer is in there or if he came by or whatever. But we got some other good deer on camera. A buddy of mine's going with me, and I think I'm pretty much going to be big deer or bust unless another, you know, new deer shows up. I think he would be very excited to shoot some of the other good deer we have, and I'd be pumped for him if he killed the big deer. Honestly, if anybody kills that deer, I'd be freaking pumped.
But I'm just to put your hands on him.
Yeah, but I'm obviously gonna hunt for him.
Yeah.
And he hadn't killed a whole lot of big deer, so ain't really any good. Or I don't know if he's killed a buck with his bow or not. So just really killing a good deer with his bow would be awesome. I'd be more excited for him than I would for me, almost.
Yep.
So hopefully something good comes of it. If nothing else, it'll be fun to get away.
Yep.
So yeah, just going to kind of use my eyes and not going to try to walk a whole lot, but definitely plan on, you know, putting the stand where the deer are.
Yep. So nothing too big, just observation, see it, and then go from there.
Yeah, and I mean, it might come down to I moved the stand 3 times over the weekend. I don't know. As the rut progresses and things like that.
Yep.
And I don't know what the rain will hold. There's kind of a ditch in there, and if it fills up with water and things like that. So it'll all depend, but going to try to be as mobile as I can, or at least plan to be, even if it, you know, even if I got to move the stand 20 yards, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep. So it takes when you're bow hunting.
Yep. We've talked about it before. Back to, you know, talking about small water holes and stuff, man, I took a video and a picture, some pictures of a freaking ginormous black bear this weekend, which is not new to me at all. And where I hunt, I think we were going to title this podcast "Mississippi Needs a Bear Season,"
especially in the Delta.
And I am all for it because, man, like most parts of the state, if you're hunting in the hills, you probably just don't know that Mississippi has as many black bears, and most people don't. And I don't even think the wildlife biologists know that we have this many bears. But where I hunt and the hunting clubs adjacent to it, man, there are so many black bears. I normally run 20-ish cameras over the summer, and every single camera has a bear on it. Everyone. Like, some days I'm getting pictures of 4 or 5 bears on different cameras. And the deer hate them. Can't stand them. And I don't know if that... it's partially why I'm not getting pictures of bigger bucks right now, because, you know, everywhere I have cameras, there's bears, because either that's the only food around or that's the only water around. So everything's kind of congregated. But I can tell you, we have plenty of them. And there, I think there needs to be at least a few tags given out, if nothing else, kind of like Arkansas.
Yeah.
Heck, I mean, I guarantee we have as many as Arkansas. Maybe not. The problem is they're just congregated along the river. You know, you're not going to see
that's them. Your biggest issue. We hunt the hills, I've never seen a bear, never got a picture of a bear. I talked to one guy. I think he said he had land kind of east of Vicksburg, maybe. And his was like in the hills, right on the bluff, kind of. And he did say he had a couple pictures of bears. And they were big bears, like grown bears.
Yeah, I know a guy who's got a club east of the river, like east of the highway, miles from the river. And he's getting pictures of bears now.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's in the hills, but it's just right off, right off the delta. So, I mean, they're definitely moving. It'd be cool to have a bear season in Mississippi.
I mean, even if they only gave out 5 tags in the state, that wouldn't – I don't even feel like that would put a dent in anything.
I don't either. I agree. I don't know what it'd take for the management of bears. I know, like, a population didn't have to be just huge.
Yeah.
For them to be a nuisance. Like, Louisiana just opened a season. They have, I think, 1,500 bears is what I saw. I'm going to double check that. But it wasn't a lot.
Yeah. I saw a thing the other day that said Mississippi had 150, and I know that's wrong.
Yeah, they're all at your place.
I was about to say, I bet we got 150 on my place. It is nothing to see a bear where we hunt. And I don't know that bears are detrimental to your deer population. I don't think they actively hunt for deer, but I had a buddy this past weekend shoot a doe and had 2 giant bears come under him and then go get the doe he just shot. So,
jeez, where was that at?
That where I hunt.
Gotcha. Dang.
Said the bears were like licking his arrow stuck in the dirt, and then they went out and got the doe.
Wow.
So he couldn't even run them off. Like he kept having to shoo them off, and they just kept coming right back.
Jeez. Yeah, that'd be a nuisance problem.
Yeah, and he said it's happened before. I mean, if that happened to me with a big buck, like I shoot a big buck and then bears come in and start like tracking him, like at that point, what do you do? Because like he said he wouldn't even – he said, I've done it before where I've gone and looked for the doe after the bears got after her and never found her. Like, they got her way before I could have. And, I mean, what happens if you're trailing a big buck and you run up on them or they're guarding it? Or, I mean, black bears aren't really – they're pretty docile. They're not really looking to attack, but golly.
Yeah, you run up on the right mama bear.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're not afraid to attack.
Yeah. And I've heard stories of, people having a buck run up in like a brush top and them finding it and going to like get the ride to come back and pick it up and coming back and the bear had drug it off.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it'd take to get a season in Mississippi. I guess if anybody's listened to this and knows a way to get one,
yeah, let us know.
Contact us.
Because we need it.
Yeah, I think going to the board of Mississippi people, Mississippi Wildlife Fishing Parks would be the place to start.
I kind of have an in there. Maybe I need to reach out to
it. It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. And the thing is, I just don't know how they could monitor the population.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I mean, they tag them and collar them and all this different stuff. But, I mean, man, I've gotten pictures of a ton this year that didn't have any tags or collars, anything like that.
Yeah, I remember when y'all first started getting pictures of bears, like, everyone was collared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the one you videoed, did it have a collar on it?
Nope, not this time. I videoed one last year that had a collar and an ear tag.
Yeah, I mean, they can't catch all the bears.
Like the cub, Yeah, the cub that was with the one last year didn't have a collar, ear tag, or nothing. So,
yeah, and I was reading something about catching them, and it's not easy to catch one. Like, it takes a whole lot to catch one, a whole lot of money, and a whole lot of money to get those collars and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. I hope they can find a way to get us a season. And if nothing else, just start relocating them. Come freaking get them and take them and put them somewhere else.
Yeah. Go bring them to out west.
Yeah.
They're called Clay Nuckel.
I know they're wanting to bring back the Bears and everything, and that's fine. They really don't bother me.
But they need to be managed.
But they, yes, exactly. And they bother the deer. Deer don't like them, and I'm a deer hunter. So, therefore, I guess they kind of do bother me.
Yep.
I'm not afraid of them. I've never had any. I've walked up on them several times in the woods, never had any problems. I'm not worried about them, but I'm worried about them. I'm worried about my deer worrying about them.
Yeah, I understand. Whenever somebody has deer ran off on them.
Exactly. So, Mississippi needs a bear season. I'm saying it right here and right now. If you don't know that Mississippi has bears, I can show you as much proof as you want.
Yep. And if you know somebody, we'll start with the guy Weber knows. But we're, yeah, any more information about that, we'd like to know too.
Yep. If you hunt in the hills, I'm sure you don't want them to start getting distributed out to where you are, but
no, unless we can kill them.
Yep. So yeah, I'm pushing for it. I'm about to start making calls.
Do it. Start tonight. Start emailing people tonight.
Oh, yeah, but I'm excited. This is one of those years for me. That's strange because I don't have anything that I'm hunting. And normally, I got a deer picked out way early. And this is just one of those years, kind of reminds me of 2019. I didn't have a deer picked out, and I hunted 53 times before I killed a big deer. And a couple of those sits were all day long. Most people don't hunt 53 times in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of sits.
So it might just be one of those years again, which is fine. You know, the good thing about that is it forces me to check new spots and find new areas and, you know, really just think outside the box and really, you know, check off all the leave no stone unturned, as I'd like to say. You know, you just got to grind till you find one. There's a big deer out there. You just got to either be there at the right time. If you don't have a lot of land, you just got to wait on one to show up and hunt him when he's there. Or if you have room to roam, if you're on public land or, you know, a big chunk of private, you know, just freaking keep on and keep going and don't burn out too soon. And so each year has its new challenges, and I'm embracing this one, and I'm hoping the drought is the main challenge, and that once we start getting some rains, the bigger deer will start moving in. But time will tell.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah, drought's really, I feel like everywhere you walk in the woods, you sound like an elephant right now.
And there's no, you can't find hardly any sign because it's just so dry. Yep. But like, even if there's tons of deer coming somewhere, they're not leaving tracks.
No, it just can't decide if it's hogs or.
Exactly. You know, you got to look for
squirrels or raccoons.
Yep. And the bucks really aren't leaving any sign as far as scrapes, rubs. I haven't
seen any.
Man, I haven't found any rubs hardly. Which I don't like. Found a few scrapes here and there, but they're not like big community scrapes. It's more just like a, you know, one buck could have made it one day. And it's just so dry. I don't know that they're leaving much scent. And then I think they know that. And that's just, there's kind of like whatever. And, you know, they, we really need a, or either they can smell the scent so well right now that they're not leaving a whole lot. And we need a rain to kind of wash away all these scrapes and make the buck start really looking.
Yep.
Making new scrapes, look, hitting old scrapes, things like that.
Yeah, just need something to kick them in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's what I'm waiting on.
They probably still think it's summertime.
Yeah, give me a good rain and a cold front.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, we said we were going to make this podcast short and sweet, so we're about here. If Patrick wants to wrap us up for this one.
All right, I'll do it. So thank you again to everybody listening to the podcast. As always, leave a 5-star review and leave a good comment, good comments only. It was like your grandmother or mom, you say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all. And then also we're on any streaming platform. So if you got a buddy that's like, I don't have an iPhone, which most people do these days, you know, it's all free to listen to. You can listen to it on Spotify. Is that correct, Weber?
Correct.
All right. And so do that. And then hopefully we'll have some good video and good pictures coming up soon with some dead deer. And good luck to everybody in the woods. And thank you again for listening. This is the Ultimate Addiction Podcast.